Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Movie Mastery. That's right. It is the show where we watch the movies you have recommended to us. And I'm your host, John. With me, but not really with me, but in spirit, is my co-host, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you in spirit. I am currently haunting your room.
It's true. You have died in my bed and... You just died in my arms tonight.
A murder was committed here.
Ah, yes. There was death and now revenge. And your revenge is recording a podcast with me.
Forevermore.
Oh, no.
I'm haunting you. Go get me a Burger King.
One Burger King. Not a burger. Get me... A Burger King.
Burger King is my shorthand way of saying, go get me my regular order at a Burger King. Actually, in this case, Burger King is go get me some In-N-Out.
Yeah, no, I would never go to a Burger King. That place
yeah, I know,
sucks.
But you might go, and right now, you shouldn't go to an In-N-Out. I drove past the one in your neighborhood when I was dropping off the sound gear so that we could start doing this remote recording stuff.
Yeah.
And their line was like a line at an amusement park or a convention center where they actually had to have three employees standing outside and two of them were just in charge of segments of line that lead to other segments of line.
Wow. Okay.
I would say there were probably about 70 cars in line.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
Especially
most
because
of the parking
this isn't
lot-
like... A busy In-N-Out, like the one near me, is pretty tame.
I wouldn't say it's super tame. Every time I drive by it on my way to your house for a game night, which, God, remember those?
Hey, remember when that happened?
It was every time I drive by it thinking, I'll just get a nice a double-double before I head over to the game night. It's always like, oh, the line is at least 40 minutes. But I'll tell you, in my neighborhood, there's a Krispy Kreme. It's like the last one in San Diego or whatever. They do not have the management potential of an In-N-Out, and therefore the insane line for it during this COVID stuff is taking over the street in front of my house.
I saw that when I was like leaving a while ago. I went past that and went, wow, what? That's weird. Why are there so many people there and nowhere else? But like,
I have to assume it's because donuts last a day or two. So they're like, we're getting a bunch of donuts too. Have breakfasts for 2 days or whatever.
I guess. But I'm like, who's doing this? Who's like, oh, man, I'm not supposed to leave my house, but the one thing I'll do is go to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. I guess. I can't. I got to feel sorry for those Krispy Kreme workers. I mean, that line is unrealistic. I mean, it's out in the street. It's going down the street. It goes through a red light. So, anyway.
Yeah,
anyway, so, we are here to discuss a film of some sort.
Yes. So, a while ago, one of our listeners decided that because we have the policy of if you actually send us a movie to watch, we will go ahead and put it on the list twice so there's a better chance that we will get to it so that we've got...
Yeah, it's just a little reward for people who are taking the time to send us, like... DVDs instead of, you know, just recommendations. Although these days I'm like, damn it, a DVD, I have to go unpack a machine.
But I mean, honestly, even then I'm like, we'll just watch it some other way, but it's the thought that counts.
Yep. But anyway,
one of our
someone got the bright idea.
Yeah, they decided to send us 11 copies of the B-movie.
Yes, 11 copies of that. And then I'd say I think I got like 6 copies of Robots and 3 copies of The Ant Bully. And I want to say there was another one, but it might have been, what's that, Barnyard or whatever that is?
Maybe.
I think it's the Kevin James one where they all play male cows that have udders.
You know.
I think that's what that one's famous for.
That's yeah. That is the only thing it is famous for.
Yeah.
It was... basically inevitable that this would come up, and indeed it has.
Yeah, I didn't actually cheat and put 11 or 12 entries technically of the B-movie onto the big list. I just knew we'd eventually need the B-movie.
Eventually we would. Eventually, everyone needs it.
So, excuse me. Oh no.
Oh, don't die.
I'll try not
again.
To.
Again. Then you'll double haunt me.
Plus, I already used all my GoFundMe cred.
Please fund this ghost.
Please, I need to keep haunting John's room until he gets me a Burger King. So, I don't know. What do we usually talk about before these?
Okay.
So, oh, yeah, a spoiler-free review.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've forgotten the before time.
It's okay. I understand. So, yeah, we are going to do a quick spoiler-free review of this. Now, B-Movie is notorious for being basically a meme and shit on a lot.
Well, yeah, and I also thought it was notorious because it never before and never again has Jerry Seinfeld worked so hard. Like, not making or starring in the movie, but rather just, like, pushing it later.
Yeah, I guess we can say that this was a real passion project for Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, I did not expect this movie to go the way it did, because I've never seen a non-memed version of it before.
What?
It's fascinating. I mean, again, obviously, we didn't watch this together. So, I mean, there's a million stars in this that I was not expecting.
Oh, my God. The cast list for this is nuts. Okay, it is Jerry Seinfeld, Renee Zellweger, Matthew Broderick, Patrick Warburton, John Goodman, Chris Rock, Kathy Bates, Larry King, Ray Liotta, Sting, Oprah Winfrey, Megan Mullally, Rip Torn.
I like that. It goes so far down the list of famous people that, like, near the very end of the movie, there's, like, an air traffic control officer who gets, like, two lines. That's Michael Richards.
Yeah. You got Carl Castle to show up.
Granted, as himself.
Yeah. And then, of course, because it was a movie that had any sort of voice acting, John DiMaggio is there.
And Tress McNeil, yeah. There's a couple of, Jim Cummings.
Yeah.
There's just a couple of people that they get their beak wet if you make a cartoon movie. That's just the rule.
Yeah, it's, hey, you had someone coming into a studio to make a cartoon? Where's Papa's money?
Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
Daddy needs a piece.
I'm always kind of, I have mixed feelings whenever I see Jim Cummings on a project, because people like him because he's Pete and he's Winnie the Pooh and what have you. Mm-hmm. But he's basically just a less famous James Woods in terms of politics.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Welcome to bad news time. This is what you get for having a ghost.
All I get is bad portents.
I float around in your room and let you know which people which famous people have bad politics, even though you like their agreeable growly voice.
Oh, bother. So yeah, I'm gonna say this wasn't as terrible as I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought this was gonna be really bad, and it was only mostly bad.
I would say it's just aggressively boring and deeply confusing.
I mean, yes, the choices that go into this movie are less like, oh my god, I hate this, and more, what is happening?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think maybe we've been talking almost 10 minutes. We should probably, like, do the thing.
Yeah, all right. We are gonna play a little bit of music, and then we are gonna be right back with the full spoilerific review of B-Movie.
I'll be your crying shoulder. I'll be love suicide. I'll be better when I'm older. I'll be the greatest fan of your life.
All right, my sweet children, we are back, and it is time. Time now. There's time enough at last. All right.
We're in Seinfeld's time now.
That's right. We're, riding in cars with comedians now?
Yeah, it's their time up there, but it's our time down here. To meet Seinfeld.
This is my movie review, and I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it all back. You've probably seen the first 4 minutes of this movie before it descends into meme madness, but effectively it opens with a little narrator moment where Jim Cummings, because he's the narrator, pops up and announces, "Technically, humans do not understand how bees can fly. They should be. Their wings aren't strong enough to carry their fat little bodies."
Yeah, which is not true, but okay.
It was true for a long time that we didn't understand the science of how bees fly, because their wings aren't big enough, but it's just that they have an extremely strong flap based around kind of a rubber banding technology development inside their wing muscles.
They got a real big Mario Kart in their muscles.
Here's the thing you're going to find out for me, John, as we make our way through today's episode. My daughter is obsessed with bees.
Bees?
She just loves bees.
So I end up watching a lot of bee documentaries. All right, so when it comes to science, I am going to be right off topics. If we still go all the science on the episode, I'm your guy. I mean, you really don't, considering right off the bat, this movie's like, we don't give a fuck. Yeah, it's basically 2 moments. One of them is the opening title narration where it's like, "Humans never understood how bees can fly." That's the last movie came out pre-2006. That's bullshit. And it came out 2007. Yeah, so they knew, you assholes. Don't try to tell them how long it takes to make a CGI movie. And then there's a whole thing that hinges on bee smokers. And there is a bunch of stuff that hinges on a lot of bee things. And the suggestion of the movie is bee smokers are like space cigarettes. Yeah, that's inaccurate. So our movie opens up the narration with, let's go, Jerry Seinfeld's a very bee person who is graduating, and it starts with the bee jokes right away, and will not stop the rest of the movie. No, it's a lot of bee jokes. Oh, I know it sounds like I'm going to go through the actor role, but it just opens with me being vaguely amused by his appearance in the movie. Like, on roll it. I just find Nancy Myers way too young to be a girlfriend. Yeah, it's... There's a level where I'm okay with the puns, because it's a really about specific thing, obviously, that's your only material, so you gotta have to really when you do it. But also, it's just a point of like, we don't need to do this. I mean, the only thing is taking it out in the morning, and doing my Yankee dress, and can't decide between yellow, black, or yellow, and he puts his hair in a pen, and he puts his hair in a body, so on, just on. Yeah, it's a body, he's like, yeah, I'll use a stopwatch, I'll put it in my arms, I'll use a stopwatch, I'll anyway, just this is graduation day. He's graduating from B college. Now, this is also a point where we are going to learn that this week doesn't give a fuck and has some weird things. So yeah, like he flies downstairs from his bedroom and his parents basically doesn't use the stairs, which why he's very nice, by the way. Like, hey, why aren't you using the stairs? I'm like, what? And then there's cars. Everyone's driving. Yeah, who's the cars to be and they're mandated for flying. And they're like, yeah, we just want house, so fly house. That's true. Like, it's kind of like, he's like, well, we're gonna fly. No, he's a car. And he's taking hours off. So yeah, that's how he's doing. I'm actually glad that bit wasn't just the way it actually does show up several times. I was like, oh, okay, good. Because I beat him and his cell phone was like, never mentioned again. Yeah, that was really good. Everyone never used cell phones right now. But he's also with his friend Adam, which is very mean and hard. His friend is mean Adam Flynn. Yeah. Great. We do it. Anyway, that's my brother, who he's going to pick up at the college graduation day. Yes, and it has been a wild 3 days. Yeah, so if you're curious, that's the B-Jokes team. Yes, B-Jokes, our friends, we're in school 3 days, college 3 days, and of course, Barry took out a day off to pack around high. Yes. Now, we find out, of course, now that every B is going to pick a job at this point once they graduate and just do that the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, Barry is the only one that has a problem with this. Yeah, it's a problem too. Like, you know, presumably, we have 3 days college at one time. You think you would notice it. This is coming. Like, just pay attention to the teacher. Yeah, teaching in his very school bits. We're just like, what? We got to say, tell the rest of our lives. Don't tell me this. It's like, how do I tell you? I don't know, like, They don't.